Now, I want you to think about the top of your head. Many people don't realize that tension often starts in the little muscles of the scalp. So I want you to think about those little muscles and the skin of your scalp and just let them go and relax. Now all the muscles on your face, just let them go slack. Your forehead, your eyes, and your eyelids. The cheeks, mouth, and your jaw muscles. It's a wonderful feeling when you let your face totally relax, because you can actually feel the skin settling and smoothing out. It might mean that your mouth opens slightly, but whatever's best for you, just let it happen. Unclench your teeth and relaxing your tongue. Because the more you physically relax, the more you can mentally relax. Thinking about your neck and your shoulder muscles now, and onto the tops of your arms, and letting all the tension drain away as you think down through to your elbows, into your forearms, and down through to your wrists and into your hands, right the way down to the very tips of your fingers and the tips of your thumbs. Just letting all those muscles let go and relax. Think about your breathing and notice that you're breathing even more steadily, even more slowly. And as you relax more and more, let any tension in the chest area simply drain away as you think on down to your stomach muscles and letting those muscles relax too. Think down into your back now and the long muscles either side of your spine. Just letting those muscles relax, and your waist, and your main thigh muscles. And as you think on down through to your knees, down through to your shins and your calves, just allowing all those areas to relax and let go. And as you think on down through to your ankles, through to your feet, to the very tips of your toes, all the muscles of your body are so beautifully relaxed and you're feeling very easy and lazy. And now you're so beautifully relaxed. Nobody wanting anything. Nobody expecting anything. There's absolutely nothing whatsoever for you to do except relax. I want you just to let your mind and your imagination drift, feeling lazy, easy and comfortable. And I want you to imagine that you're standing on the terrace of a beautiful old house. A house like a stately home or a country mansion. You can feel the sun on your head and your shoulders. It's not too hot, it's just comfortable. And there's a gentle breeze playing against your skin. And as you look around, you notice an elegant marble flight of stairs. There are 10 broad steps leading down into a beautiful sunken garden. A garden where you sense peace, well-being and comfort. Make it really vivid in your imagination. And in a moment, I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. And as I count all the way down from 10 to 0, I want you to imagine that each number is a step down on this beautiful staircase, a step towards this beautiful garden that you're going to know so well. And as each step you take is another step down into deeper and deeper levels of relaxation. So that by the time you get to 0, you will be as deeply relaxed as you can ever imagine, while still being able to hear and respond to the sound of my voice. 10. Take the first step down, relaxing and letting go. 9. Feeling more and more relaxed. No need to hurry, there's plenty of time. 8. Moving down easily now. 7. Deeper and deeper. 6. Still deeper, and your breathing becomes slower and steadier. 5. Really relaxing now. Just letting go. 4. Becoming calmer and calmer. 3. Calmer still. 2. More and more relaxed. And 1. All the way down to 0. And now you find yourself in this beautiful garden, and you can feel the softness of the newly cut grass beneath your feet as the scent of masses upon masses of brightly coloured flowers seem to envelop you. And there's a gentle sound of birds singing, echoing faintly in the stillness of the air. It's almost a magical place, stretching into the distance as far as the eye can see in all directions. Beautiful shrubs, tall, elegant trees, and an ornamental fountain which seems to feed into a gently trickling stream. This fascinates you, and you wander over to the edge of the stream and gently lower yourself down onto the soft grassy bank and just sit for a while, gazing into the clear, cool water, marvelling at the sense of tranquility that sweeps over you, and listening to the faint sound of the fountain splashing into the pool that feeds this gentle stream. After a little while, you lay back on the grass and you gaze up to the clearest blue skies. And as you relax more and more, your eyes begin to close, and you just drift off into a deep, relaxing sleep. And as you sleep, you have a dream. You dream that your whole body is becoming lighter, lighter and lighter. So light that you feel you must surely begin to float on the air at any moment. And then you feel yourself just floating and drifting, gently borne aloft and supported by the softest of warm breezes. You can see somehow through your closed eyelids that you're floating in a sea of colour, a warm sea of colour that relaxes and comforts you as you just drift, suspended in the warmth and the colour. It seems to somehow be unreal, and yet at the same time has a comforting feeling, a familiarity to it. You're aware of misty reds and oranges, soft muted yellow tones, gentle greens and blues that somehow seem like clouds, and the deepest, softest indigos and violets that you have ever imagined. And it begins to dawn on you that you're floating in a rainbow, a magical rainbow. Because in this rainbow, time and space doesn't exist in the same way we usually know it. You might have floated for just a moment, or for 100 years, maybe for a lifetime, or just perhaps for the blink of an eye. You could have floated forward in time, to a time that could be far beyond our future, or maybe back in time, back before your own lifetime. It gradually begins to seem to you that you might even be able to float here for as long as you wish, with this wonderful feeling totally relaxed, just floating and drifting through this magical sea of colour, where time seems suddenly of so little importance. You're still pondering on these thoughts when you feel yourself beginning to gently float downwards, lower and lower, softly sinking down through this beautiful rainbow and becoming more and more relaxed, until eventually you realise that you stop floating downwards and you find yourself on the shore of a tranquil lake. A large, tranquil lake surrounded by soft, rolling hills that are shrouded in a gentle silver mist. There are trees and sweetly scented flowering shrubs and grasses growing at the water's edge, and everything is bathed in a beautiful golden light. A golden light that seems to bathe everything in its warmth. You find yourself marvelling at the sense of the deep calmness and comfort that seems to fill your entire being. And as you stroll lazily along the sandy shore of this wonderful lake, you notice with a sort of lazy curiosity that it seems to be constantly changing colour, subtly changing and blending so smoothly that it's difficult for you to know exactly when the limpid blue became a deep, soft violet, or when the deep violet became a relaxing, translucent green. The changes of the colour fascinate you, and you settle yourself down onto a small, smooth rock and just gaze across the crystal clear waters. Every so often, something, a fish maybe, just something just breaks the surface, creating ripples that seem to flow gently and endlessly in all directions. Ripples that eventually lap against the edge of the rock that you're sitting on. You smile and lean forward to dabble your hand amongst them. And as you do so, you create yet more ripples. Ripples that shimmer in a kaleidoscope of different colours across the lake, interacting with the others and making new, ever-changing patterns. You realise that this tranquil place is the pool of all knowledge, and that while you're here, you're part of everything, and everything is part of you. And you find it's easy, so very easy, to open your mind and let go of any barriers to memory or learning. Now your mind is prepared to receive everything I'm going to say to you, and everything I say is for your benefit and will be accepted and acted upon by the subconscious. It will have a steady, increasing effect upon you and the way you think and the way you feel and the way you behave and the influences of these suggestions, as they are for your benefit, continue to increase over the coming days and weeks and months. Your subconscious mind has confirmed that it is helping you to relax, helping you to cope so much better with life, and giving you a confidence within yourself to deal with any situation that life has to offer. And your subconscious mind has also given you a new understanding of yourself. And this understanding gives you the power to make vital changes for your benefit. Once upon a time, there were two trees growing by the bank of a river, a tall tree and a smaller tree. And the smaller tree, it knew how to wave and dance in the breeze. It knew how to be very flexible. And when the wind blew, it enjoyed changing its perspective. It enjoyed just dancing and moving, moving and dancing. And it would see so many things when it changed its perspective. And the big tree was so inflexible. It used to envy the smaller tree, but it was a little bit scared of changing its perspective, and it was a little bit nervous about it. So one day it asked the smaller tree, "How do you do that? How do you change the way you see things? Change the way you enjoy things?" And the little tree said, "Well, you must kind of let go and just let it happen." So the next time when the wind blew, the big tree really wanted to let go. And the little tree said, "You can do it. You can make those changes. No need to be afraid. Your roots go deep down into the ground, and you can have inner stability, even though you're moving with the winds of change and enjoying the dance, that inner dance of life. You can allow all of that to happen all by itself." And the big tree was happy, feeling its way into the new way of seeing things. And because it had a new way of seeing things, it also had a new way of recalling things, bringing back images when it wanted to, and to recall the dance. And the big tree also learned, as it got more flexible in its behaviour and in its perceptions, that what it thought was the horizon was really only a limitation it placed upon itself. And as it danced and swayed and swayed and danced, it could see further and further, fields beyond towns. It could even see the sea in the distance, and it was so happy to have a new way of seeing things. So happy to know that it could recall a new way, pleasant images and pleasant memories. And so now, with every day that passes, your confidence is increasing. The confidence of knowing that you are capable of doing whatever you set your mind to, with a positive attitude and a quiet strength. Now, more and more, you become aware of the transformation taking place in your personality, and you are adopting a more positive outlook on life. You believe in yourself more every day, and you are learning to act boldly, realizing that you are fully capable of making the proper decisions and having the confidence to carry them through. So each day you become more secure within yourself, with your new relaxed attitude, both towards yourself and towards others. You realize that you are gaining control of your thoughts, of your feelings and your emotions. And this gives you a tremendous feeling of satisfaction, knowing that whatever happens, you can deal with the situation in a calm and relaxed way. You know that the key to good health is a calm and relaxed attitude towards life. Now you begin to accept life as it is, and you accept people as they are. So as you continue to relax more and more, with every day that passes, you feel better within yourself and about yourself. And this gives you the opportunity to become more aware of the wide range of resources which are yours. Resources which are within you, which are there for your use. As you become more aware of these resources, and you become more and more confident. And with these new resources, you know that you are directing your life now, and you know that your life can bring you good things. In this way, you are happier with each day that passes, anticipating happiness. And happiness is yours. And of course, you feel better each day because you're happy.